Next week, a conversation with playwright and screenwriter Bo Willimon. He's nominated, along with Grant Heslov and George Clooney, for Best Adapted Screenplay for The Ides of March. It is February, folks, and yes, that means Valentine's Day is right around the corner, which means we have an excuse to talk about love. Latin love, to be precise. How is that for a provocative intro? Joining us again are Jasmine Garz and Felix Contreras, co-hosts of Alt Latino, NPR's online show about trends in Latin alternative music. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thank you for having us.
So today we're going to talk about one of the great traditional forms of the love song, especially in Latin music, the bolero. Felix, first, can you define the bolero for us? Are they always about love, these songs?
They're always about love. They're always about life. I'm reading a great book right now by Ry Cooder. It's a collection of short stories. He says the songs tell simple stories of life, romance, religion, and death, and also songs of la lucha, the struggle of living.
How far back does this music go?
It goes back to the late 19th century in Cuba, and it's progressed and changed a little bit over the years. We're going to fast forward to 1940, when it really became internationally popular throughout Latin America, largely because of the success that Mexican groups were having in film and in recordings.
I brought something from Trio Los Panchos, one of the most popular bolero groups. It was formed in 1944 in New York by Mexican musicians Alfredo El Güero Gil, Jesús Chucho Navarro, and Hernando Avilés from Puerto Rico. And this is one of the most easily recognizable boleros, Arráncame la Vida, or Rip My Life Out.
Arráncame la vida. Y si acaso te hiere el dolor, ha de ser de no verme, porque al fin tus ojos me los llevo yo.
It doesn't even matter that I have no idea what they're saying. You can feel the passion in there. What is this song about?
It is a man saying, why don't you just stick a knife in me,
basically.
And the lyrics say, rip my life out with a last loving kiss. And if it pains you, it must be because you cannot see me, for I have taken, after all, your eyes. I used to hear my grandmother, who had a very tumultuous, passionate relationship with my grandfather, and she would sing these boleros while she cooked. And, you know, as a kid, I was a little annoyed. I wanted to hear other things other than, you know, my grandmother moping, rip my life out. But, you know, now I hear this, and I can almost smell her cooking.
Huh.
Wow.
So this musical form sticks around. How does it evolve over time?
It more or less stays the same. The song structure, the instrumentation, you know, the guitars, nice fast guitar leads in between the verses, two or three part harmonies. It stays the same, and it's adapted to mariachi. It's adapted to big bands. There's a handful of songwriters from Mexico, from Puerto Rico, from different Latin American countries that just nailed it.
So you've got something else for us. We're now going to fast forward a bit to the 1960s.
This is about 1966.
Okay.
This is Jose Feliciano.
Ah.
And he started as a folk singer. He was born in Puerto Rico. He was raised in New York in the Bronx. He happened to be in Puerto Rico in 1966. Somebody heard him and said, you should do an album of boleros. You have this voice. And he made a record, and it's one of his classics. This is a song called El Reloj, also means the watch or the clock.
No marques las horas, porque voy a enloquecer. Ella se irá para siempre, cuando amanezca otra vez. Más nos queda esta noche, para vivir nuestro amor.
Jose Feliciano has such a distinctive voice. I wonder, do these songs in particular, they really need someone who can bring oomph?
Sure.
If you're talking about clock, don't count the hours because they will drive me insane. I mean, you got to really be able to convey that feeling.
Mm.
Like, I really don't want her to leave, or someone's really ripping my life out.
But again, guys, that's another very sad song.
But it's about but the sentiment is about the power of love.
The power of love.
The power to make you feel really bad.
Yeah.
It's true. We've all been there. Okay. So boleros today, the year 2012, are they still just as timeless as they were then?
They're still just as timeless, but there are also some younger artists, some newer artists that are holding on to it and maybe even pushing it forward a little bit.
And I brought a group, Aventura, which is an enormous Dominican-American band, which recently split up, and they do bachata, which is a traditional Dominican style. Mm-hmm. Bachata, however, is rooted in bolero. And for the song Su Veneno, or Her Poison, they did a very special bolero version, which I brought today.
En el proceso de dejarla, de mi vida arrancarla, vuelve a pedir perdón. Wow, wow, wow. Me someto a los instintos, convenciéndome sus gestos, y mi juicio es el error.
Sinatra has his saloon songs, you know, about unrequited love and all that stuff. It's very much in that tradition. The heartache, the struggle.
El amor.
El amor. Jasmine Garz and Felix Contreras host NPR's online music show. It's called Alt Latino. Thanks, you two, very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.